Fashion Day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The king of the podcastle!
Hey everybody, here we are. It is time once again for the Kings of the Podcastle. This will be episode 17. That joke was stupid. That's in reference, of course, to last week's Punchline episode. I hope you guys all enjoyed that.
Damn it.
Which was?
Damn it! God!
Make sure that you're listening to us on iTunes.
Free.
Go to iTunes, please, and check us out. Subscribe if you can, please, and give us a little review. We like 5-star ratings, even if you don't like the show. 5 stars is kind of mandatory.
Free.
Yeah. Go there and check us out. Check us out on Stitcher, of course.
Free.
Go to our Facebook page, Kings of the Facebook.com/KingsOfThePodcast.
For God's sake, it's free!
Oh my God, Greg.
Already.
Shut your whore
Already.
Ass mouth. God almighty. Already yelling into the microphone.
Well, he wasn't here last week. He's got to get it all in.
I guess exactly. So, yes. yes, it's all free. Go check
it out.
How
was
please.
Gay Days at Disney, by the way?
Yeah. So, how's everybody doing? It's been a week. I mean, nobody was here last week, it seems like. It was just me and Johnny, and we had a special guest, Joy. So, how's everybody been for the last 2 weeks? Oh, Greg is already. Man, you are a professional. You are a pro. Yelling into the microphone, breathing into the microphone, and now crunching ice yet again into the microphone.
If you noticed, you bald fuck, I pulled the microphone completely away from me.
Only after you realized that the ice was crunching.
Before.
How was Mother's Day for you, Greg and Devin?
I made money, and I hate everybody on this planet, pretty much, yes.
Okay, all right then. Devin, how was your week?
I made money as well, but yeah. I don't hate everyone.
Okay, good.
That's you hate some people?
Most. Yeah, but didn't you write a joke about a lady with the chicken fingers
yeah.
or whatever because of Mother's Day?
That's true, so I did get a joke
Let's
out
hear
of
it. Let's hear it.
Well, I went to the table, and I put down this plate of chicken fingers, and I said, oh, here's chicken fingers. And she said, oh, it's not fingers. It's tenders. We don't want her thinking they're real fingers. And I was like,
was she a pirate?
No. No. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. And then they had a hot dog. True story. I wanted to be like, here's your horse dick. But I did
wow.
not. I did not. I refrained.
I like that. It's good. Good stuff. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, got to bring that back up, dumbass. We had a long week of shows this week. Devin and I were going over it. We did, Wednesday night, we did the Orlando Improv. Yeah, congratulations. And Thursday night, we had the big, big show down at Jesse's in downtown Winter Haven, which
was
awesome.
And that was great, yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Then Friday night, Devin and I, of course, did Cafe Annie's yet again. That was awesome.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. I did Cafe Annie's. You did. Where'd you go?
High Octane Saloon in Crystal Springs.
That's right. High Octane Saloon. You get a small applause for that one. Small applause.
I worked my day job.
Good job. Good job. How was that day job?
It was there, and I went, and then after about 8 hours, I left each day.
Really?
Yeah, where's my fucking applause, pal?
I'm sorry. No, congratulations on your day job. We actually applaud you for being the only person here who has a real job.
Yeah,
kind of. I do trivia at Star Island Resort every Thursday. 5
oh,
to
yeah,
7,
yeah,
happy
you
hour.
Do.
Come on out, listeners.
Yeah, come out. Yeah, why don't you? You should be promoting that.
I know.
Really.
What
you
the hell's
be.
Wrong with me?
Speaking of that, upcoming shows, anyone?
I'll be at my day job.
Yeah, I have some bonkers stuff, small stuff, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I got bigger shows, but June is in July, I'll be at the Improv and the Side Splitters for weekends. But
okay.
I don't remember the exact weekends.
Oh, fantastic. Way to be prepared.
Thank you.
John, every Thursday you're hosting trivia, right?
Hosting trivia every Thursday evening, 5 till 7-ish, at Star Island Resort in Kissimmee.
What's
okay.
the prizes?
And what? What's
the prizes?
What are the prizes? Yeah, what do you mean?
You win if you get the most right answers. You get to win some money, but it's only money that you could spend on the resort. So, but
still.
You're going to be at a bar and it's happy hour, so it's your bar tab.
Yeah, and the drinks are actually really good there. The bartender,
yes.
What's his name?
George.
Yeah, George
is awesome.
He makes some great drinks.
Yes, and there's some kind of barfly people that hang out there that don't stay at the resort, but they're allowed to come on property and hang out. There's this one guy, Durwood. He's got like this boat. show you around the lake kind of business kind of thing, takes you fishing, and he gets drunk and forgets that he's playing trivia, and he'll shout out the answers for you.
I call that trivia Tourette's.
Yes, he's definitely got it. It's awesome. It's fun.
I hate it whenever they do that.
Come on out, ladies and gentlemen.
I do not have any shows coming up myself either, which is actually, I'm kind of happy about that because, man, this week has been hectic.
Yeah, well, it really was.
But let's talk about the improv. How was the improv for everybody? I felt like it went pretty good. Yeah,
I think I killed. Yeah,
Zenith.
That was a good crowd. Good crowd.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot to. I forgot to mention that Zenith is here. Zenith. I've got my back turned to everybody right now because Zach is out of town. He's on a boat somewhere. He's on a motherfucking boat.
Well, I'm admiring the back of your head.
I know, right? I got my back turned and I completely forgot the Zenith.
It's bald with a swastika.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the show today. Of course, I'm King Mike, your host. King Greg is here. King Donovan. King Devin.
United.
And of course, we have Zenith Nevers here with us today.
I'm not a king.
He's not a king.
I'm more like a squire or a jester. I don't.
But everything
dungeon mage.
But everything on at the improv was fantastic. I thought everybody did a fantastic set. Right?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, there was one that had kind of a little rough, but that's always the first guy.
Yeah, we don't want to call him out or anything.
No.
Greg does.
He could be one of our fans watching the show. So,
we're just kidding. He got some good laughs.
Yeah, everybody got some really good laughs. But the big story of the week was Jesse's, which we put together.
Oh my God.
It was our own show. It was fantastic.
Devin
was the one to thank for that one.
And it went well.
Talk us all through that. Like, what happened? Who approached Jesse, and how did that all come?
Go ahead, Devin. I'll let you take this one.
It was like 2 in the afternoon.
Lots
of Lubriderm.
Luckily,
Jesse was just coming in from somewhere, and she's just getting into work. And I was like, listen, a comic and performed, you know, a bunch of places. I can bring in some people. I was like, can we do a show here? And she's like, yeah. She's like, definitely. She's like, just, you know, contact us on Facebook for dates and stuff. And it worked out.
Did you tell her Mike Lee's name?
I did not. I didn't want to risk it.
Right.
What a douche.
Yeah. I said comedy, and I think that if I had said Mike Lee, she would have been,
well, that's not funny.
Know. Yeah.
She wouldn't have been able to connect the two. Wait a minute. Comedy?
Yeah. Bunch of bag. All right. So you're going to look funny on stage. Is that what you're saying?
But it ended up being an amazing show. I mean, we got four guest spots and then one headliner. No, we had 3 guest spots and one headliner. Our first headliner had to back out on us. He got called out to go to Cleveland last minute. But then we had Mike Hurley in, and Mike Hurley was absolutely amazing.
He was really funny.
He did a great job.
Yeah, everybody
did a great job, I thought.
Yeah, the show ended up being, if you weren't there, if you weren't at Jesse's on Thursday, you missed out on a kick-ass show because, I mean, the place was packed. We packed it out.
If you weren't there, there is no point in living at this point in time.
Right.
Yes, go home and kill yourself. Hurry up.
We will be back, though.
Yes.
We'll be at Jesse's.
There's hope. There's hope.
Jesse's part 2 is probably going to come up. We don't have an official date yet, but it'll be within the next
talks?
Couple of months. Yeah, it's already in the talks. Yeah.
Yeah, she was already talking about
suicide
it.
Suicide is not the answer.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So unless, of course, we take that back.
Unless, of course, the question is, what do you call it when you kill yourself? Then suicide.
The theme song to MASH.
Wow. Holy crap. Thank you, Alex.
That did terrible.
I was obviously one of the guests.
Guests get no love.
All right. Well, it's time, as usual, to go
into... I
think I
should get a round of applause for getting the first time ever paid to do comedy.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations for yourself.
That was my first paid gig, yes.
All right. Go Zenith.
And we got a lot of donations. I don't know if I told you guys, but we got about $80.
That's good.
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
For what, though? The Nevers
Foundation. For the Nevers Foundation.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I don't know what's considered a real job, but I felt kind of left out.
Oh, really?
What do you do for a living?
I'm an entertainment supervisor at a hotel here. It's not even a real job either.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was totally being sarcastic when I said that.
Yeah.
we help children that are poor, homeless, terminally ill, you know, just about children. You know, it sounds very vague, but we help kids.
Cool. That's so awesome.
I love kids. Not in the Michael way, but...
Wow. It's funny that you mentioned that, because that's on the list today.
You got to clear. You got to clarify.
So what kind of stuff do you do for the kids? I mean, like, what kind of events do you hold? I mean,
is it a Big Brother type thing, or you donate money for any clothes
right
or
now
food?
What we do is we contact other organizations. Okay. Like, for example, we have an event coming up in July. It's at the Children's Cancer Center of Orlando inside of Arnold Palmer.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is bring Christmas in July because...
Right on.
You know, I mean, I don't want to sound like over dramatic, but maybe one or two of those kids might not make it to December. So,
yeah. Yeah. You know, it's very possible.
So we'll do, even though it's summer, full Santa suit, full... We're not 100% sure yet if the Christmas tree is going to be like a palm tree and sand, but...
Right.
But that atmosphere. Yeah.
That's cool.
If Mike doesn't go on a diet, I'm sure he would volunteer for the Santa suit.
Yeah, there you go.
Damn. I know, man. I've been looking at myself. It's getting bad around here.
Devin actually went to one. He went to an Easter egg hunt that we had in a homeless shelter.
Well, hey, you could play Buddy Elf. Devin,
oh, yeah.
You know, there you go. Put a curly wig on you, a green suit, you're in.
Yeah. Santa! all right, so how could people find out more about it? You got a website or something?
Yeah, we got thenevers.org. You can like our The Nevers Foundation Facebook page or follow us on Twitter as well.
Very cool. All right. So that's Zenith Nevers, ladies and gentlemen, and running the Nevers Foundation now.
Good guy. He's a good guy.
Good people.
Gives
right
a good HJ.
When you
too.
See him, make sure you slap him in the stomach.
All right. So let's move on to some Facebook topics. And actually, we only have one that I thought was worth even mentioning today. Some of the other stuff was just ridiculous suggestions. But I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there's a black market for Disney guides. Have you guys heard about this at all?
Yes.
Okay. The Disney guide, for those of you who haven't heard about this, they run about $130 an hour or about $1,040 for an 8-hour day. I'm going to quote one of the...
Wait, can you go back there? How much money for an 8-hour day?
For an 8-hour day, $1,040 for an 8-hour day to guide your family around Disney.
Really?
Okay, now hold on. I'm gonna go straight into the quote so that you can get the idea of what this is that I'm talking about here. My daughter waited 1 minute to get on It's a Small World. The other kids had to wait 2.5 hours, crowed one mom who hired a disabled guide through Dream Tours Florida.
Really?
Yeah. You can't go to Disney without a tour concierge, she sniffed. This is how, and this is the best part, this is how the 1% does Disney. That's what she says.
Hmm.
So basically what this tour guide place is doing is they are hiring or allowing people to hire disabled guides to take your to take your children through Disney, and they will take them right up to the front of each attraction and put them right on the line. And so while all the other poor folk who scrounge their money for years to go on this 1 week vacation
have to wait
2.5 hours to go on It's a Small World, here comes Miss Moneymaker, and she's hired a disabled person, and they go straight up to the front. Yeah, they've hired Timmy. What do you guys think about this? Is this bullshit or what?
I don't like a clown, Charlie Bray.
I don't think they make their money with intelligence, that's for sure. You could just rent a wheelchair for like $40.
Dude, I will walk up in there like Rain Man and pretend to be handicapping.
I have autism. How many people are in that line? 1,042.
I never understood why handicapped get to go to the front anyways. I have to stand in line for 2 hours. You get to fucking sit there.
Right.
I know.
You just sit there. That's it.
I'll charge you $100 awesome. Bucks, and there's 942 reasons to hire me instead.
I will put a fake cast on my foot and be like, I'm a tour guide. What? I can't take a day off. I got to work.
I don't think anyone would question your handicappedness. So
yeah, no kidding.
You don't have to go the extra mile.
I have a white thumb.
But this is like a full-on underground thing. Like, I mean,
that's
only
crazy.
the elite of rich people in New York. These are Manhattan moms that are doing this mostly.
You're kidding me?
No. They're Manhattan moms,
that's
and they pass around
criminal man.
They pass around the rogue guide service phone number, and it's become a shameless ritual, according to this article, among Manhattan's private school set during spring break. The service asks who referred you before they even will take your call, because it's that insider knowledge. Let's see here. Another quote. Another
well,
quote says,
"No longer is it insider knowledge."
Yeah,
apparently.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah, no longer.
I was
going
to say,
thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I ruined it.
You ruined it for all the tards out there that want to make some money.
Easy.
What a douche.
Wow.
Well, my question is Disney aware of this? Are they doing anything to crack down?
Ah, probably not. According to this article. according to this, Disney refused to take a comment on any of it. So
we have no knowledge of this incident, huh?
are you JonBenet Ramsey over there? What the fuck are they?
another quote. Hold on, here, this is okay. I'm trying to get to the what's really irritating me about it. But this quote says: "So when you're doing this, you're affirming that you are one of the privileged insiders who has and shares this information." So, is it okay that rich people get to do this kind of privileged shit like that?
No. No, damn it.
I
know.
I feel like, okay, if I made the money and I had the money to pay somebody to do that, then I almost feel like I should be able to do that.
No, you should hire some like young bully to go find their kids and beat the shit out of them.
Bullying is no longer acceptable.
Right. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
For those little rich bastards, yeah, it is.
When I grew up and built character, nowadays it's forbidden.
Right.
It's taboo.
To do the bullying, yeah.
No, there's some kids out there that need a little bullying just to, you know, like level them out.
Nah, bullying's bad, dude. You can't bully people. What are you talking about?
Some kids need child abuse.
Some kids, yeah, some kids need to be reminded that they're the fat one in class.
Exactly.
Keeps their diet in check. What's wrong with you?
Oh, boy.
Okay, note to self. Greg is not babysitting my kids.
You better get in there and lay down.
All right. I have this crazy dream. I had this crazy dream last night, and I just wanted to run it by you guys.
What did you eat before you went to bed, first of all?
I went to Bar Louie with Devin and a friend of ours last night after the show, and we ate loaded tater tots.
There you go.
And oh, my God. Lots of spicy stuff.
Yep. That's why you dreamt what you dreamt.
Okay. Oh, my God. Some hot women in there.
Let me just set this up, because Devin, I haven't even told Devin about this yet. But,
no, he hasn't.
But
you're getting excited over there. I see. David.
I almost left my kids in the car. I went in for a second just to pick up my
bag. Mike and Devin went to church, and Devin was saved by the light.
No. So okay, at Cafe Annie's, there's this waitress there named Sarah, and she is gorgeous. I mean, she is absolutely smoking
She's all right.
hot.
I gave her my number.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
You son of a bitch. This next dream. This probably should be about you then.
No, but I did it like. Real casually, like, oh yeah, you have a 7 and a 5-year-old, cool, play date.
You son of a bitch. That's something I'll never be able to do.
But that's where we need the Price is Right yodeling thing, because he deserved that.
Wait.
But
wait, I got an idea.
There was some truth there. My kids are starting to get like 10 and 11-year-old friends, and I want to protect their innocence. There was some truth there. I mean, the fact that she was hot helped out. But
here's the thing. Does the Disney Handicap Service offer Rent-A-Kid?
Maybe.
And is it a special kid?
Right. I want to hear about this dream. Shut up, Zen.
Okay. So there's this very hot chick. Her name is Sarah. Yes, she has a couple of kids. She's absolutely gorgeous, though. Very fun. Ha ha ha. We love her. And Devin and I jokingly always talk about who's going to get to go out with her, right? Last night I went to sleep. I had this dream, and we were on a military base. And she was in our platoon.
She infiltrated.
Yeah. And we had this rivalry going where Devin and I were trying to talk her up. Now, Devin was like full on hitting on her. Like, you know, I want to go out with you. I want to do this. And I was kind of like coyly trying to like hand her compliments and, you know, try to see if I could maybe pull her away. And they ended up riding away in like one of the Jeeps and riding off into the sunset. And I was so fucking pissed off that I did not get the girl. And
so
Devin did.
Devin
so
got
Devin
to give...
was driving like the old school, like
the old Jeep. Yeah, with like the machine gun on the back. Yeah.
The Beetle Bailey.
And she like had her helmet on and she was going with him. I have no idea where this dream came
Devin
from.
So Devin got to give Corporal Sarah his private.
Major Woody over there.
I've got Major Wood.
Rode off into sunset with private parts.
Oh, my God, yes. So anyway, that happened. And
Mike
was
left behind
really
to assemble his own gun.
I thought my life was sad, but if you get blue balls in a wet dream, that's pretty bad.
That's horrible.
That's pretty...
Oh, my God. All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some movies. And looks like there's going to be a little, finally, we're going to talk about Fair Abraham. I'm sorry, but we just have to. All right, we'll be back with that and more.
What the fuck
is that? I'll tell you in a minute. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcast.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Major Wood.
I can see your privates.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry about that.
I need someone to help me dig my trench.
Well, I have a size 18 shoe.
I have a belly like a pillow.
Private Devin, you're up. Get in the foxhole.
No! The Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 17. That joke was stupid.
That joke was funny.
I thought that joke was pretty funny.
I love that joke.
Hey, what did foxhole mean?
I'm not sure.
I think it meant hiding compartment.
I didn't really get the reference. I knew it was an innuendo, but I couldn't quite figure out what that meant.
I'm hoping it really meant a foxhole, and you had to go.
All right, you're going to have to put that microphone right up on you, buddy.
Show him how to talk. Ladies and gentlemen, Zenith Nevers is here today. It's his first time ever on the podcast.
Yay.
So he's still learning.
Podcast of virginity.
Yeah, there you go. And also joining us on this segment right now is our big friend, Big Clay. Hey, Clay.
Big Clay!
Hello, hello, hello.
There he is, right there. All right, I'm going to show you Clay.
He's trying to fill Devin's shoes.
Right into this
size 18
shoe. That part right there.
There you go. You got it. Yeah, right. There he is.
And we also have a couple of chicks in the studio.
We do have a couple of chicks. I'm sorry. I've been neglecting you guys over there today.
Hey.
Of course, we're joined by the lovely Mia. She's here almost every week. And we have Stephanie. Now, Stephanie, put the microphone
back over there. AKA Major Wood.
Hey, Mike.
AKA Major Wood, yes. Stephanie is John's lovely girlfriend, and they're expecting a child. Yay!
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, what did foxhole mean?
I'm pretty sure it means where you put the fox.
Well said, sweetheart. Yes, well said.
Well said.
I think that happened about 8 months ago to her, so she knows.
Hey, 5 months. Five months.
There is a fox in the hole. There's a fox in the hole currently.
Oh boy.
Okay, let's talk some movies a little bit. Greg and I got to go see Star Trek Into Darkness.
All right.
It was absolutely fan freaking tastic.
It was pretty it was badass.
I'm telling you, man, it was like I was thoroughly impressed by that movie. I would go see it again. I would.
You'd pay money and go see it again. You wouldn't wait for it to come out on video. It was that good.
I'm telling you, yeah. If you guys wanted to go when we get off the podcast today, I would go with you. I'm not kidding.
You buying tickets for all?
I'm in. Hell no. No. It's way too expensive for that shit. But it was man.
Well, tell us what happened.
Well, I gotta say, if you've seen the first one, you see that Spock from the old Star Trek series
travel
back in time,
right.
And the new cast is supposed to be them in the past. Well, their realities or their futures had been rewritten. So this episode is basically the first encounter with Khan.
With Khan,
yes,
and Ricardo Montalban.
Yes. And the guy that plays him did a really good job, and it was like, wow. And then they even consult with Leonard Nimoy.
Well, see, I'm not even
kind of cool.
Yeah, they do.
Have to go back and watch the original Wrath of Khan, which is one of the greatest fucking movies of all time.
It is pretty badass.
Khan was one of the baddest villains of all
time. Oh boy, Stephanie has something.
Has anyone ever actually seen Leonard Nimoy's music video about the Hobbits?
No.
Oh, God.
He has a music video about the hobbits?
Yes.
Ah, well, is it about as lame out. As a song that we started this set with?
Oh! Hey, hey, hey.
Whoa, that, dude. That song was horrible.
And Zenith
coming
is
back
known.
Next week is...
Oh, Zenith is horrible about going to a venue and then completely ripping that venue apart. he's known for it.
I do that
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know why people take it so serious, though. It's that, comedy.
Dude, everybody's that was a good song. Thing. It was a good song. I'm sorry. That's by Mofro. It's called Florida.
Yeah.
I played it because if anybody who is a Mofro fan who has ever heard that song, he has a line in there. The song is about Florida being changed and getting all these amusement parks and highways.
Yeah.
And since we were just talking about Disney, I was like, that's
well,
fitting.
Well, that's great.
So anybody that was a fan
that's what I
want to
write a song about next is
anybody
you know, construction.
but he didn't
anybody
explain.
That was a fan of Mofro would have known the reference and why it was there, you
well,
son
after
of a
well,
Mofro
played...
did not give me what the Foxhole reference is, okay? That's what I've been trying to figure out.
That's what they're looking for. And after hearing that song, I wanted to take a Mofro nap.
Oh, wow.
So
what
there.
What a douche.
All right. Maybe if I heard the whole song, I don't know.
Anyway, so back to Star Trek. I thought it was an amazing movie. I think that the actors should get a lot of props because they won. I think that they do a great job imitating the old characters, the original characters.
Oh, my God. That guy doing...
doing
DeForest,
Bones.
DeForest, yeah. DeForest
oh, he was
Claire.
In
it. DeForest Kelly's character,
the
McCoy,
new guy.
Yeah. Did an amazing job. I mean, the audience was laughing. I mean, there were so many good moments where everybody was laughing.
And I think that's becoming the new trend. Like, Avengers was the first one where I noticed there were really a lot, well, I guess Iron Man, but there were really a lot of good one-liner laugh lines where the whole audience was laughing out loud.
Well, did they do like old taglines from the show, like, damn it, Jim, I'm
Yes, he did.
And it was perfect.
He even made this point where he's all like, damn it, Jim, we need to do this and not this. He goes, Bones, come on, man, enough with the metaphors.
yeah. It was a great movie, though. I highly suggest that anybody goes out and see it. Now, let's talk about Iron Man. Who in the room has seen Iron Man?
Not this guy.
Nope.
Buster, did you see Iron Man?
All right, good movie, great movie. There you have it. So according to this crowd, let's see, at least two out of the seven people in this room say go see Star Trek over Iron Man.
I have heard a lot of really good things about Iron Man.
So really?
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but bad things.
Really?
Like Robert Downey Jr. is phoning in his performance. The character's been completely changed. In fact, I have a review up here that says the suit, the iron suit, there's no one home inside the suit. And that's according to a Rolling Stone full review.
Oh, yeah?
Like, it was just, it was not the same.
But it broke so many records worldwide box office for a weekend.
It was highly anticipated because the other two were great.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. I'll read you the full quote from the Rolling Stone. It says, but for all the clanking armies of iron knights on display to dazzle the eager kid in each of us, this summer epic rings hollow. There's no one home inside the suit. Then on the other side, the Miami Herald says, just like he does with those crummy Sherlock Holmes movies, Downey elevates this rather flimsy material with his sheer presence. So there's one review saying Downey sucks, and then the other one says, no,
Downey was
awesome.
Go see the movie and form your own opinion.
Yeah, pretty much for any movie you can get.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've seen somebody like hate on a movie, and then I watch it, and it's incredible. You know,
where do you guys think the best place to go see a movie is?
In a movie theater.
No.
That's the best place.
No,
IMAX or something with a really big screen to where you can just like...
Size does matter when it comes to movies.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, okay, let's not... All right, obviously, any theater is going to have, you know, a state-of-the-art sound
somewhere where
and a state-of-the-art screen. I'm talking about like what is the best movie theater building? Like where do you like to go the most to go see a movie? Is it Downtown Disney?
Pretty good because you got Splitsville right there, a bar right by the
and
front
I
door
love
several bars
that,
yeah
actually.
Yeah dude and that's
within
really
walking
good.
Distance
and mango mango daiquiri that I had
yeah
today was
thanks
very
for having
strong.
Mango daiquiris without me yesterday.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit on Facebook for that by the
fuck
way
them, man. That thing
day.
Was so strong and I kept getting brain freeze after brain freeze. It was helpfully actually like increasing my buzz.
Greg was drinking his frozen drink like one drink every 5 minutes, like one sip every 5 minutes because it was hurting him. And I was halfway through mine. He looks over and he goes, "Dude, how are you drinking that so fast?" And I go, "Because I'm not a pussy."
And by pussy, you mean Foxhole.
Right? Is that what it means?
We figured it out.
Oh, shit.
But I am interested in this movie theater question because why do you say Point Orlando is the best place to go?
I don't know. They had it has the biggest screen.
It does. It really does have the biggest IMAX screen, and it has a really good setup there too.
Yeah, I'm not. IMAX doesn't sell me. It needs to be like the prices need to be right. It needs to be a nice. It needs to be a nice venue. I don't want to go in there.
The chairs are very comfortable at AMC.
Yeah.
At the Downtown Disney.
Yeah, they are. They really, really are. What about over at Point Orlando?
They're pretty good. They're all right. Yeah, they recline.
It's stadium seating too.
Yeah. We need to have something like that. It needs to open up in this area.
Has anybody tried the dine-in dinner?
Yes, I have. I've done the dine-in fork and screen.
I think that's the stupidest goddamn thing they've ever come up with.
I have an opinion on that.
I got a rum and coke, a Captain Coke for like $3.75.
Okay.
Now, why do you think it's a bad idea, Mike?
Because whenever I go to, I'm a movie fan, and when I go to a movie, I don't want some jackass coming up to me asking me for my order. I don't want to be distracted by trying to cut my order.
He's not. No. He doesn't come up and ask you. You push a button and he comes up and you tell him what you want.
Right. But I'm not going to do that. That's why I think it's the dumbest thing, because I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to push a button and have somebody come up to me while I'm right in the middle of a dramatic scene from the movie that I just paid $15 to go see.
You do select when to press the button, Mike. You don't have to be like, oh, I'll do it right now.
Yeah. You get your shit. Dude,
this looks like a good moment.
Before you fucking the movie.
The music is climaxing. Let me go ahead and press the button.
Yeah, but you're still eating with like a fork, and you know it's not good.
I actually
they don't fucking go to it, dude.
I'm not gonna go to it. I'm telling you why I wouldn't go to it.
I am not gonna take you out to dinner at the, besides I like sitting next to you with the popcorn.
Yeah, see, I like having the popcorn over in one seat and then my friend over
and sharing,
in the other seat.
You guys
or
share
my
a
girl
popcorn
that I'm
too.
With in the seat next to me. Yeah.
Hell yeah. And I always cut a hole in the popcorn and then I put my penis through it. And then he'd sit there and he reached down and he started jerking me off with the
That would have been a lot funnier if you would have waited till nobody else was talking. What were you going
to
say, John?
I was going to say there was a few years ago where you and I and a couple others, we went to one of those type of movie dinner things in Winter Haven when they had it. I think it was you. And we had a meal and it was stupid basic shit like chicken fingers and hot dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then right towards the end of the movie, I was paying with a card and the guy comes in and says, I'm going to need you to come out here and sign the card. And I'm like, well, we're going to wait till the movie's done. And he's like, I'm sorry, sir, but we need to go take care of this now because we're closing out. And I go, the movie's almost over, man.
Yeah.
And I'm arguing with the guy, and he was like some 17-year-old kid. And he's like,
of course, he's just trying to do his job.
Yeah. And I'm like, he's going, my bad. And I'm like, you know, I paid money to see this movie, and now I can't watch the rest of it because you need me to sign some friggin' papers, man. So, yeah, I hate it.
I think it's dumb. Eat dinner before you go to the movie theater.
Sure.
And then maybe get a popcorn or a candy.
This is consolidating your fucking steps so you can do more shit later on. Well, I got dinner and movie at the same time, and then bam, night that's free and open to go do other
this
shit.
This criticism is coming from someone who can't chew bubblegum and skip at the same time, so...
Whatever.
Deleted. I think it's a great idea. I actually thought of a very similar concept like 10 years ago. You guys are not going to believe me. And it was going to be the same exact concept, except there were going to be like a fake little miniature cars, like a drive-in, and you order on the computer screen in the car. I missed those days.
The drive-in movie theater?
They have one in Lakeland, yeah.
Yeah, the drive-in movie theater is awesome.
I can't believe there's not more around, actually.
Well, because for some reason they've gotten unpopular, but to me, I think that they're still amazing.
There's one in my hometown.
You get all your friends together, like we all jump in a car right now, jump in a truck or something, we go out there with a cooler of beer and some snacks and hang out and on the lawn and watch the movie. Yeah. I've always loved
it. Now they have it to where you tune in your radio.
Yeah, Bluetooth.
And then you can have it like surround sound. You can bring like speakers and shit and set up a whole big fucking venue.
Clay, in that case,
you want to go with a Puerto
Rican.
What are
you saying? Just because I have a big truck, I have to supply the
ride? Yeah, exactly. You're driving. If you could do me a favor, please, and just keep it down over there, Clay. You're not talking enough.
It's the angry Texan. He keeps staring at me, scaring me.
For those of you who don't know Clay, Clay is like twice the size of Greg. That's why that's funny.
Every time Greg says foxhole, he stares at
he stares at Clay like, I'm gonna get you, boy. You got a pretty mouth. all right, let's talk about Farrah Abraham. Now, do you guys know who? Obviously, Greg doesn't. Okay, Farrah Abraham is a star of Teen Mom, which was an MTV show. You know, she was like 16 and pregnant. Blah 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 blah. Right?
Oh boy.
Here's the thing. Farrah Abraham is a joke, in my opinion. However, she is very extremely attractive. And she went out and made a sex tape.
Weird.
And she sold
it. How controversial.
I know. And she sold it, check this out, for $1 million.
The first of her kind.
She got a, yeah, she got $1 million.
Is this just like that Delaware
thing.
Bitch?
No, no. That was like, here's teens for cash, like $1,000 if you, you know, do this video. Farrah Abraham was able to get $1 million contract for her first porn, right?
Oh,
and
wow.
She's been saying that she wants you to think that she didn't mean to become a porn star. She keeps telling everybody that, but she tried to sell the used bikini from her sex tape on eBay this week, and she's launching a summer tour of strip joints and an expo called Exotic. In Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So she's coming to Florida, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Farrah Abraham coming to Florida.
Who gives a rat's ass about this stupid little bitch?
Well, I mean, you could capitalize on a mistake. I guess it's possible.
On a mistake? No, this wasn't. Here's the thing. It was not like
she did it all on purpose.
Yes, yeah, so this isn't like Paris.
Some guy tripped and fell in my vagina or foxhole or whatever.
Do you have a picture of her?
How do I not know
about some new sex tape?
but yeah, she.
I am
going
to be writing
some
strongly worded letters to tubeate.com.
She hired somebody and they produced this sex tape. This wasn't a
me
and my boyfriend setting up a camera in the
TV.
There
was camera angles and lighting and a makeup person and all that.
Is there
shit.
What I want to know is there cool porn music in the background?
They did have a professional makeup person to take the blemishes right off around their lips.
Now, how old is this person?
I'm guessing 23? At least 18. I have no idea. I'm not sure.
What do the girls in this room think about this?
I think she's a dirty little skank ass whore.
No, she looks good.
Say
no,
how you
yeah,
really
she looks
feel.
Really good, but
I think you're holding back.
Now hold on, I do have a question though. If let's see,
she needs to cover that hole up.
Not her face, but her body.
Her foxhole.
She already had so many kids on MTV, so.
But hold on, my question to you girls is:
maybe
if
she
somebody
got on birth control,
if somebody came up to you and offered you $1 million to make a sex tape, would you do it?
I would do it with John.
What if it was $1 million and they were like, no, it can't be John. It has to be this guy who we're also trying to make famous.
He would have to be there and supervise and make sure it was okay.
So she's saying she would do it. How do you feel about that, John? Let's get a controversy going. Come on, help me, Greg. Help me.
The whole time it would be, no, you're doing it wrong, dude. That's not how she likes it.
Pull her hair.
Pull her hair now.
Let me say that if they offered me $1 million, I would do it with John. And I'd say, yeah, pull my hair. I don't care.
Oh, my God. I'm really sad right now.
What?
$1 million?
Fuck yeah.
$1 million, Mia? Yeah. In a heartbeat.
Yes.
I'm going to start taking donations. Ladies and gentlemen,
$10,000
is a very attractive woman. If we could just raise $1 million, she's down. anyway, she put the page up for auction on eBay to sell this thing. We're assuming eBay yanked the auction because it's pretty nasty, but before they could yank it, 67 people had driven the bidding for that used bikini of hers up to $14,600.
Wow. What is wrong with the people?
I don't know.
Why do they need that?
Because they're going to smell it over and over.
Just going to wear it as a mask while you're like cleaning the house.
while he gags himself with other memorabilia he's bought from her. Oh, this is her pubic hair clippings. I'm going to shove those down my throat.
Oh, my God. So there's more Michael Jackson scandal in the news this week. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Michael Jackson...
He's diddling kids from beyond the grave. Yeah.
Michael Jackson's nephew, Taj, says that he was molested as a family member by a family member on his mother's side when he was a boy, and Michael was the one who consoled him after it happened. And to him, that's enough proof that the choreographer, Wade Robson, is lying about being abused by Michael. Now, did you guys hear about Wade Robson? He's a famous choreographer. He's worked with Britney Spears and several other big pop artists. And he has come out in the news recently saying, yeah, whenever I was a kid, I was molested by Michael Jackson.
Britney Spears is not a good example before you say other famous pop artists, just saying.
Britney Spears is hugely famous. What are you talking about?
And apparently so is Farrah Abraham.
Right, completely for different reasons.
And they are one and the same person.
It's funny, though, it's completely for different reasons, but they both are pretty much crazy.
Leave Britney alone! Leave Britney alone, please!
If I ever see that guy, that is on my top 10 list.
Is he
YouTube
still
celebrity.
A guy?
I don't know.
Is he still a guy? That's the big
Do you
question.
Want to touch up your eyeliner?
Oh, my God.
That's on my top 10 list of celebrities I want to beat the shit out of.
So what do you guys think? Is Michael Jackson a child molester or not?
I don't think
Who cares?
I think it's irrelevant if he is. He's a weirdo who I would never let my kids around. That's
I completely love Dolan's music.
Yeah.
Take a microphone over there. Yeah, you got to have a microphone.
His music.
There's somebody in a tunnel trying to talk to us. Somebody is way back in the back.
She's in the foxhole.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hello.
You think what now? Go ahead.
I think that it's kind of irrelevant now because the guy is dead, you know.
Well, that's true.
You know, I mean, like, what happened?
But it's
not irrelevant to these boys.
Well, yeah, it's not irrelevant to them. And the reason why is because it's his legacy. Like, it's kind of like Barry Bonds who took, wasn't it Barry Bonds who took steroids to make all these home runs and then he gets his...
The jury's still out on that. They're still
okay. Well, I know
they haven't convicted him of performance enhancement drugs or anything.
Okay,
yet.
But the what I'm saying.
But
is
I
the
get
idea
what you're saying. Yeah.
Is the legacy of what he's leaving behind
is
it tainted by this or is it not? You know what I mean?
I think it can go either way. You know, whatever. It depends on who you ask, really. You know.
Okay.
Ask a fan because I mean, even during all this scandal, he still was. His fans. Yeah, he's a weirdo.
Done did. Yeah, it's like over. He's just.
Ugh. Yeah.
But okay. If he had a concert tomorrow, we'd all go to it.
Yeah, I would be there because that would be amazing. We wouldn't let him babysit our kids, though. Okay, I do have a question for the girls real fast. For $1 million, does Michael Jackson get to diddle you as a child? I'm sorry.
Well, considering that we are girls and we're not boys.
Oh, yeah.
He'd reject you. my answer is yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, before we go on to break.
I'll let him beat it for $1 million.
And I don't care if it's black or white.
All right, before we go to break, I have a little bit of good news. This is kind of an amazing little story. A kitten has amazingly survived a full 30-minute wash cycle in a washing machine. Eight-week-old Gollum is thought to have hidden in a pile of laundry to escape the noise of owner Lauren Gavin vacuuming. The owner, Lauren, then tipped the load into the washing machine and put it on the start of the wash cycle without seeing her inside. When she opened the washing machine, half an hour later, Gollum fell out completely unconscious. Lauren says, when I saw her, I was devastated. She was meowing so faintly I could barely hear it, and she was hardly breathing. It was just so unexpected. But she rushed her to the vet.
Yeah.
They warmed her back up, got her vital signs back, and they were able to bring her back, and she was able to return home that night.
She's nice and clean.
Little Gollum. That's your good news for the day, which is something I'm going to try to do for you from
now
on.
That woman takes her house cleaning serious.
All right.
But I will say that that cat probably was lavender fresh.
Yes.
That was one clean pussy.
Yeah!
And by pussy, I mean foxhole.
that cat did not smell like Summer's Eve, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Anymore? Does anybody else have one? John, I'm waiting on you.
I'm trying to hold my microphone up.
Oh, no. All right.
Use up nine lives? Or?
We were doing so well.
I got greedy. I got so.
When we come back, we're going to go right into the ridiculous news. We'll be back with that and more. That and more here on Pink. Holy crap.
Pink Socks of the podcast.
Take the penis out of your mouth.
We will be back.
The legend of the Pink Sock.
That and more on Kings of the Podcast.
Captain's log, stardate 519-13. We've landed on a mysterious planet unknown. I will now check in with my crew. Bones, come in. How's the supply of THC?
Damn it, Jim, I'm a pothead, not a doctor. I mean, I'm a doctor? Yes.
Never mind, Spock. Do you read?
It's illogical to ask if I read. Of course I know how to read, you dumbass.
Uhura, are you there?
Bit, what you want?
Sulu, what are you doing with those children and that bottle of Lubriderm?
You should have seen their eyes light up.
Hey, everybody, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Once more time, thank you for joining us for, episode 17. That joke was stupid. Yes.
It was stupid, but it's still funny. Yeah, I love stupid jokes.
I'm a huge fan of stupid jokes, my
myself.
God. Please check us out on iTunes. Make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe. We really, really appreciate it if you could do that for us. That would be fantastic. And go to Stitcher. Check out Stitcher. You can download that for your iPhone and or your Android. You can go to www.kingsofthepodcastle.com and see all of our episodes with a little bit of fun stuff in there for you as well.
All gratis.
Yes, that is correct. And I am King Mike. I am your gracious host. King Greg is here today. We got King Donovan. King Devin has stepped out and King Zach is on a boat. He is on a boat.
What?
He's on a motherfucking boat. But
King Devin is still in a foxhole.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I failed to mention that on the last segment, so I apologize. But yes, King Devin is still in his foxhole. King Zach is on a boat, but we are joined, of course, by Zenith Nevers today. And Woo. Clay. Big Clay. How's it going, Big Clay?
Doing well, doing well.
All right. And of course, the lovely Mia and Stephanie are over there. There we go.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Oh, my God.
And we're standing at attention again.
We're going to be doing some bikini photos of these two very soon.
She's pregnant. Awesome. No.
No, it'll be great. No. It'll be great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can auction
no
the bikinis.
No pregnant bikini photos? John.
Only if you wear a bikini because you both have the same belly.
Okay. All right. Done. Done.
And I think he has bigger boobies.
Shut on that one.
Are we going to auction off the bikinis on eBay?
Maybe. It's possible.
And I think he has bigger boobies.
Could be.
Are they lactating?
Actually, mine do lactate. If you squeeze them hard enough, you'll get something out of there.
That's really, I'm going to throw up in my mouth right now.
It's like a basketball.
No, it's good for you.
For $1 million.
It only takes $1 million. All right, it is time to move into our ridiculous news part. Here's something that you guys are going to love. According to a new survey of more than 47,000 women, the book that a woman is reading is a hint as to how likely she is to be interested in having sex with you.
Really?
Yeah.
So what if she's reading War and Peace?
I'm thinking that that's going to be a bad one.
Yeah.
Here's a few examples that they give, though. Women reading 50 Shades of Grey.
That was the first one on my list.
Of course. They're most likely to have some whoopee.
To put out.
They're all, yeah, they're all kinds of all horned up already.
But do you have to be old and sick?
I don't know. Maybe.
That's probably what they're into.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid in there? Is that in there?
Oh, boy. No, I don't see that one.
Damn it.
I don't know.
That's one of those dominatrix type things. You know?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, yeah. Well, 50 Shades of Grey would be the ultimate like dominatrix type thing, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm going to guess that if she reads Harry Potter, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Game of Thrones. Women who are reading Game of Thrones are also very likely, but they are women who are looking for relationships.
What about a Chilton book on a Mazda?
I've gone too far.
Sorry.
I don't think so. Yeah,
I don't know.
And women reading serious books like Gone Girl are least likely. So that should give you a pretty decent idea as to.
I don't know. The woman that I date, if they're reading at all, that's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign. Yes, they're too smart. Too smart. You're out.
This girl's not going to fall.
Also on this, you guys are going to love this one. I don't know if you know this, but there's poop in your pool.
What?
That's right.
No.
Yeah.
Poop.
That was better than our. Yeah, there's.
It was the same thing almost.
It was.
Good.
That was really good.
So you're
good.
Saying
do that
Albert again. Pujols swam in the pool?
Ho!
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, so the CDC just released a new report on public pools. It found that there is fecal contamination in 58% of them. 58%. In other words, when you're jumping into a pool, there's a 58% chance that you're jumping into other people's poopy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah,
we're having a poop war.
All of the pools with fecal matter tested. God Almighty! Oh man! One more time. No, that was bad.
The first one was better.
First one was way better.
The first one was wet.
God.
It was moisture in the foxhole.
All of the pools that were tested.
Wow.
All of the pools that were tested that had fecal matter in them, they all tested positive for E. coli. The CDC says, quote, swimmers frequently contaminate pool water when they have a fecal incident in the water or when feces rinse off their bodies because they do not shower thoroughly.
My God.
Need to start putting bidets in the public pool?
I mean,
you need to clean your butthole before you go to the pool.
Public service announcement. please make sure you wipe before you get back in the
Put
pool.
Put signs at the front of the pool that says, no dirty buttles.
2% of the pools had other types of fecal bacteria that can cause diarrhea and get you sick. Wow. 59% of pools had the bacteria that can cause rashes or ear infections.
So if you get swimmer's ear, it's a really shitty experience.
Hey-o! Basically, the good news is, though, that you can probably avoid infections unless you swallow a lot of pool water.
Oh, God!
Yeah. If you swallow it, it's going to be bad.
So what you're saying is Michael Phelps with his overbite is probably...
he's just probably full of shit. That guy should get tested.
Wow.
Does he consume over 12,000 calories for breakfast, but also a good dose of shit.
He's probably used to it. I heard that Michael Phelps is such a good swimmer that he was actually conceived anally.
Whoa! Holy shit.
Yeah, to think about that one for a second.
I did.
All right, here's some news on some stupid crimes. On Wednesday of this last week, a 41-year-old man went to a grocery store in New York, and he grabbed a large stick of pepperoni.
Yummy.
Apparently, okay. he then unzipped his pants, whipped it out, and rubbed himself with the pepperoni stick.
Really?
Not so yummy.
Where was this?
This was at a grocery store
in New York.
In New York.
Grocery.
Yeah. Grocery,
store.
Yeah.
But he bought the pepperoni first before he rubbed it out.
No. He just went back to the meat section and whipped out his meat.
He's like, you know what? I'm not going to buy this.
So he pulled out his little sausage and rubbed a bigger stick of pepperoni on it.
Exactly. Yep.
Did anybody go to eBay and auction off that pepperoni?
No, they got rid of it.
I'll have what he's having.
$1 million. The pepperoni was wrapped, but there was no genital on meat contact, but it's still very, very unsanitary. The security guard watched the entire thing go down on a surveillance camera. John was his name. He was arrested for public lewdness and criminal mischief, and the grocery store threw out the pepperoni. So you don't have to worry about schlongeroni being on the shelves this week.
Oh, boy.
Pool's unsafe. Pepperoni still safe.
Let's see, another stupid crime this week on Wednesday night. Oh, look, it's just Wednesdays are
full moon that night,
crime.
Maybe.
Yeah. If you want to have more sex in your life, attacking your boyfriend in the genitals might probably have the opposite effect here.
Yep.
But on Wednesday night, 19-year-old Crystal Harrison and her boyfriend, 24-year-old Jeffrey Wilkinson, were in their bed at their home in Bradenton, Florida.
Of course.
Yeah, had to be it's right around the corner.
Yeah, Crystal, she said, hey, let's have some sex. Jeffrey, he just wasn't into it. So Crystal, she decided she wanted to try to motivate him by, give him a little handy, an old-fashioned.
An old-fashioned, buddy, little hand job.
So she starts using her hands to go down there and say, okay, and he kept telling her, no, I'm not into this. Then she started heading downtown on him, give him a little beach, a little oral action, if you
deep,
would say.
Deep
That's a good woman.
Deep throating the pepperoni.
but then he
came out of the closet and said, I'm sorry, I'm not in the mood. I'm gay.
but when she got down there, he once again said no.
No.
He said no.
Oh, come on. Who says no at that point?
So what do you think Crystal did? I mean, do you think that she, like you said, oh, you know what, okay, fine, and rolled over and went to bed?
She packed her shit and got the fuck out.
No, she didn't. No rational woman would do that. A rational woman would do what Crystal did. She bit down on his penis.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah. She gave him one of these right here, guys.
Oh, God!
What?
Okay, my quick question is...
did everybody's taint just like...
Yes, it did.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, I turned it up a little bit.
Are you going to do it again, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
So did he get up and then grab her and chokeslam her through the coffee table?
According to this, he pushed her off and she slapped him and spat in his face. She also
probably
scratched
his foreskin.
But she was arrested for misdemeanor battery. Even though Jeffrey said he didn't want to press charges, he also refused to get medical treatment on his junk. So I guess she didn't bite down too hard, but.
She didn't John Wayne bomb him. God damn, dude, you're killing me with
that. I'm sorry.
He's all like, no, the thing was, I didn't want her to go down on me. I wanted her to tongue my buttle so that when I go swimming, it's nice and clean and I don't have to.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. One more time. Okay. So, John, it would be a very good candidate for our next story.
They're probably rednecks, right?
John, it was probably...
Was it really his sister or his girlfriend, not his sister?
I don't know.
Isn't that how rednecks get circumcised? You just kick the sister in the jaw?
Damn!
Wow!
Whoa!
Holy moly!
What the fuck was that?
Clay. Clay's on call for. Clay's not happy about that. Clay's like, hey, boy, I'll kick your ass.
Man, I'll tell you what now, boy. I want my donation back.
Anyway, John would probably, now being half the man he used to be, would be a great candidate for this next story.
How am I half the man?
Not you. John was the guy's name.
Okay, yeah,
the guy's name who got the
fuck?
Yeah. Come on!
That's not cool.
Life, they say, is about learning to appreciate the small things, and for proof, you can look no further than the first ever smallest penis contest at Kings County Bar in Brooklyn, New York.
Really?
Yeah, it's happening this July.
Yeah, it would happen up in New York.
And of course, yeah, there's a Craigslist ad that's out. It's seeking, quote, less endowed men to provide to prove that, quote, good things can come in small packages. The contest will be pageant style and involve talent, evening wear, and swimsuit elements.
Really?
Yeah,
that's awesome. That sounds like fun. I mean, I don't want to go see a bunch of dicks parade around. Right. But it's like, you know, a car accident. You just want to see what's going on.
It is
there, you know.
And next contest is we will be seeing who can smuggle the most grapes.
according to this ad, entrants must be 21 years old or older and should be comfortable getting hosed down while wearing only skimpy underwear. And now, so that you can't cheat and wear some kind of thongy like thingy, promoters will be handing out a standard issue undies for all contestants to wear. So basically, you're going to parade around on stage in nothing but your skivvies with your little wiener hanging out.
I heard last year all the contestants were walking out like, who the hell is Gregory Parrott?
Bullshit.
Hope you die of cancer.
Damn.
It's bullshit, man. The next contest is rigged.
The victor will receive a crown, the title of 2013 Smallest Penis in Brooklyn, and a cash prize, which, should the winner choose, can be donated to charity. So Greg, did you donate your winnings to the Nevers Foundation?
No, I donate them to the Hope Zenith Dies of Cancer Foundation.
God almighty. All right. On the final story of the show, final story. you guys, holy fucking shit. In Keelung City, I have a really hard time with this one because it's very hard. But how far, I'm just going, before I go, how far would you go to get revenge? Let's say John and Stephanie are in the room here. You're a couple. let's say Stephanie did something really bad, really, really bad. And
you got involved the women on this one, yeah.
So Stephanie does something.
What would it be? That's the
thing. I mean, something that was relationship ending. So whatever you want that to
like
be.
Like a cheating.
Let's say cheating.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Let's say cheating. Okay, let's say Stephanie.
Or if the baby was born a different color than me.
Different shades of gray.
Yes.
Like a starter black. You know?
Starter black.
Like so Obama, you know? Not Wesley Snipes. Or
honey, I didn't know you were such
Forrest
a Democrat.
Neck.
So let's
Whoopi
say this.
Gerberg's lips.
Let's say this thing happens, John. How far would you go to get revenge on her?
I can't even speculate, man. I don't know.
I mean, what like window bashing, maybe?
No,
or,
no. I don't.
I mean, I know she's sitting right there. All right, Greg, what have you done? If a woman cheated on you or something of that nature.
Oh,
he's the guy to ask.
I'm famous for getting revenge. I don't think that some of these I should not even mention because they're still criminal cases pending, I'm sure.
All right, I'll just get right to it.
I will say that I had an ex-girlfriend that did me really wrong and everything, and I went over to her house when she wasn't there and poured antifreeze in her cat's water bowl.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, man, I really liked
her. Oh, my God.
Hey, I don't think that. I really liked her cat.
Wow.
Hey, well, hey, at least the cat won't overheat, you know.
Exactly. God, I never even found out if the cat died or not, but I know that's a good one.
Well, one can one survived the washer, so.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they got 9 lives and shit, I hear.
All right.
3 or 4 of them away.
So, in Keelung City, Taiwan, a 46-year-old man spent a day drinking. Then he came home to his girlfriend. She yelled at him for getting drunk, and he was so upset that he decided to get sweet revenge. Okay?
Okay.
So he grabbed a pair of scissors.
Uh-huh.
And he cut off his own junk.
What?
Then he flushed it down the toilet.
No, no, no.
Yeah, we're not exactly sure how that's revenge on his girlfriend over here. I'm sorry, but maybe he thought he was so sexually
maybe
gifted.
If his girlfriend was the best lay ever.
Or the other way around. I don't
know. No, if he thought, that's what I was about to say. He thought he was so sexually gifted that he was depriving her of his magic.
No, why would you do that at all?
Dude, go ahead and fucking just kill me.
Yeah. My God.
Clay, I think he just came out of the closet real quickly.
It's like, seriously, you're a eunuch, dude. If you don't have your junk, you might as well not live.
Right, yeah. And yeah. Give me a glass of wine.
I'm pretty sure if you ask most men if they would lose a leg or that your leg, they would choose the leg.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
The really bad
news, hop around.
I'll hop into the bedroom, but...
The really bad news is that the next day he sobered up and realized what he'd done and he was mad at himself.
What did I do?
That goes back to your thing about, where's my face? Where's my penis? Oh, shit, man! All right, we're the kings of the podcast. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you once again for joining us for episode 17. That joke was stupid. It was a lot of fun. I had fun.
Yeah.
Thank you to all of our special guests, of course, Zenith Nevers and Clay hanging out with us. Yeah.
Thank you.
We certainly
and don't forget
do
the girls. The girls. The girls.
Oh, the girls. The girls are in the house. Yes.
Me and Stephanie. Yay.
I think I'm going to go load this red Miata
we
in the back
have
of
them.
My truck so I can drop it off in a fucking lake.
Can we have the girls topless next time, like a Howard Stern show?
Yeah, we need to, right? All right, make sure that you go to iTunes and check us out. Subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review, please. Go to Stitcher. Put us on your iPhone with the podcast app. Put us on your Android with Stitcher or the Beyond Pod app. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Have a great time. Okay, bye. That's it. That's all I got. Bye.
Go watch Star Trek and don't take a bottle of Lubriderm.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
Yeah. That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your badge from all that sand that you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing us a song.
You have to grab some and sniff it. Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like... I was just like, what? And she's like... But it was... Is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God.
This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And
it's
then...
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.